It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller. And joining us now is our political analyst and raconteur extraordinaire, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at what's been making news in our state. So Kentucky Republican Senator and potential 2016 presidential candidate Rand Paul visited Detroit Friday. He's got some thoughts about the bankrupt city, and one of them is that Detroit needs to lower its tax rates in order to stabilize. Your thoughts on that, Jack?
What's sort of a new version of an old idea, Rena? I think he calls them tax freedom zones, the idea that all of Detroit or much of Detroit would have vastly lower taxes in an effort to lure entrepreneurs into the city. I'm not quite sure how this differs from the old enterprise zone concept, but it's a concept, and he is trying to, of course, distinguish himself from other Republicans and still stay conservative as he kind of ramps up to run for the 2016 presidential nomination.
A new poll shows Governor Snyder's approval rating is holding steady in the mid-30s. It sounds meager, but do those numbers really translate into winning an election, Jack?
Well, the only thing that determines an election is what people think of the other candidate. And often people have elected or reelected people who had a net unfavorable rating. Now, our standards for politicians are much different than they used to be. It used to be the incumbents got 80%, 90% all the time. Well, we're much more cynical and skeptical and not that pleased with our political leaders these days. It's a low rating. There's nothing good about this for Snyder, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's headed for defeat.
We heard this week that Michigan's 2012 college graduates who got their bachelor's degree have a hefty amount of student loan debt, about $29,000 worth. In the scheme of things, are the state students getting a substantial bang for their buck, Jack?
Well, the problem is that they need to get substantial jobs after they graduate, and we have diminished our support for higher education in the state, country, but or the state maybe especially, over years, and we eliminated the Promise Scholarship. And so these kids are getting out, I think the average is about $26,000, $29,000. Some of them get out with $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt. And if you can't find a job that pays well, even if you can, you're going to be saddled for a long time. So those who get really good jobs probably feel it was worth it, but I have talked to a lot of them who are frustrated.
I bet a lot of them want your job, Jack. Hey, have a good weekend.
Well, I'll try to do that while I try to figure out what raconteur means.
Thanks, Jack.